Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9, right here. On the Odyssey app, too, you can get it for free and take us wherever you go, all over America, man. And the podcast later on today. A lot of people love that podcast, and it'll be up there this afternoon, the entire show. The entire show. Man, I'm looking at my dashboard driving in this morning. 50 degrees.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Woo! It's like summer out there.
Yesterday was beautiful.
I'm burning up, man. Oh, man. I think I got a sunburn from yesterday. Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm just looking at it.
It would not surprise me.
How was your weekend, Carson?
It was busy, chaotic, everything.
Busy and chaotic.
Yeah, it really was.
It's the way a weekend should be,
right? It was a whirlwind.
Spadell, you got an injury. Spadell.
Hello.
Yeah.
I my knee is just kind of messed up from just banging into the ground over and over.
Man, you and paintball.
Yeah.
Was it your paintball or your girlfriend? Which one?
it was paintball.
Paintball. You caught him off guard on that one.
Yeah, that's a legit question. You had a date. Yeah. You were going to spend the weekend with her. You come in here with an injured knee. You've been banging it on the ground. You know, you use that term. I got to ask, is it paintball or your girlfriend?
It was from just sliding over and over on turf.
Oh, yeah. Right?
I don't think that was disrespectful.
No, it wasn't.
He had
just
a pause.
Wasn't ready for it. Yeah.
You set me up for it, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize.
Where's Jamie?
Driving in from the hotel, I think.
I mean,
we didn't
know if she actually got in last night.
So well, if she hadn't have got in, she would have already called us or texted us or something, right? So she's got to be on her way. She had to stay at the hotel last night. Her plane from St. Louis, she went back there to be with her sister. And her plane, I guess she didn't have a flight until what? 10 p.m.?
It was 9:45 it took off.
Jeepers, creepers. And you get in here at midnight, you got to get a room. Yeah. Jeez. Then you got to be here the next morning. So running just a little bit late, I guess, today. Super Bowl week. This is it, man. Big Super Bowl. Are anybody or is anybody in the show, is anybody boycotting the Super Bowl?
Oh, no. Boycotting? No.
Yeah, we're not boycotting.
Yeah. Really. I don't feel as like hyped up about it as I normally would, where I'm just like looking forward to the matchup and I'm trying to figure out like who I'm going to bet on. But I just, you know, I'll watch it, but I don't really.
Yeah. I'm hyped up for the Eagles to win and beat the Chiefs. Yeah. That's what I'm hyped up about.
We might get more hyped up as the week goes on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hate Philadelphia, and I hate the Chiefs. So I just.
Well, I don't care for either one either, but yeah. I don't like the 2 weeks in between. I think that you make the Super Bowl, you play the next week, and get it over with.
Yeah, I think so,
Quit
too.
Dragging it out, man, just for the hype, right?
I just like to build it up.
All right, well, lots of parties this weekend. Carson, you were telling me you're having a party, right?
Yeah, we're having some people over, and it's interesting because one couple, they just had twins, but so one's an Eagles fan and one's a diehard Chiefs fan, so it's going to be crazy.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's what you want for a party, right? You want some people rooting here, some people rooting there. I'm throwing a big party, too. I'm having ribs, probably some sausage off the grill.
Nice.
Yeah, big party. Just me. Nobody's coming over.
No Grandpa Gus? No?
Grandpa Gus will watch you in the basement.
Is that even coming for some food?
I don't need that. No. I'll send Frog down in the basement with some food for you.
Send him a plate? Yeah.
Send him a plate. I don't need anybody talking to me during the Super Bowl. I like to just watch the game. Also, we'll be bringing up the Grammys this morning. Did you have a chance to see the Grammys last night?
Yeah, I watched it all.
Yeah, I watched parts of it. I didn't see it all.
It was long.
Yeah, well, I watched quite a bit of it. I thought it was a pretty good show. Yeah. It was all right. It was fine. It was a lot of nudity. That's always good, right?
Talk about Kanye's wife.
I didn't see Kanye's wife.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got to look at this.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'm a little pissed off about that dress, though, that she was wearing.
Why are you mad about it?
It's cat out of the bag. That's the same dress I bought my wife for Valentine's Day.
You can't even call it a dress.
No, I'm just saying. It kind of makes me mad. Now that that's out there, she knows it exists, and that's the same dress I bought her. I don't like it. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Jamie, I'm sure, is on her way. We will get the show officially started. Well, I guess it kind of is now. But we'll get it officially started when we come back. 54 degrees here on this Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank goodness
What happened?
Oh, no, thank goodness you're here.
You guys, have you ever, I know we've talked about this before, have you ever gotten lost in DTC?
Yes.
There are some parts.
I've gotten turned around before where you don't know if you're going north, south, east, west. It's like, okay. Because all the roads, they seem like they intertwine in a way that they just loop into circles.
Yeah.
It is. I was just like, really? And I almost got on the freeway and just drove home.
I've done that.
I give up.
I'm so mad.
I really have. Yeah. I got the DTC at one point, and there's a King Supers down here.
Yeah.
And I passed it like three times looking for some place. And I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Groundhog Day.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He saw a shadow, right?
Six more weeks of winter.
Did he see it or you didn't see it?
I don't know
how that works.
He saw it.
Yeah.
How was your trip?
You know, it was fine.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yep. Sis is okay.
Yeah, she's good. We talked about the 7 hours of surgery.
Yep.
Man, that Oxycontin makes people mean.
Yeah, it's a mood changer.
I literally am like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Okay. You obviously hate me.
Yeah.
I flew out here for this.
That's great.
It's so bad. But you know, it was crazy because we were supposed to stay in St. Louis and then he released her.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Oh. Yeah.
So you had to take her back to Southern Illinois?
Yeah. And I have a new mad respect. Well, I always have. But now that my sister is actually in a wheelchair, I've always cared. Don't get me wrong. But God, it's hard. It's crazy. Never, ever, ever take a handicap stall. Never, ever. We waited for one to get her because she had to go pee. And it's 3 hours from St. Louis to get back home. And we waited for the stall because she has to lift herself up out of the wheelchair and have the bars.
Right.
She has to use those. And a girl, an able-bodied bitch came out.
right. Now, let me defend that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, if I pull into a parking lot and there's five handicap spots.
You think there are.
I'm only going to be in Panda Express for
no, don't do
15
that.
Minutes.
Don't do that. My sister needs the ramp.
There's five.
She needs the ramp.
There's five.
It doesn't matter. And I know a lot of people think there's two handicap stalls in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But we need those, okay? We need those.
Oh, that's the best one to poop in.
Oh, my God.
It is, Jamie. It's the best way
it's
to take.
It's very spacious.
Oh, you've got plenty of room in there. Elbow room. You got all kinds of.
Yeah. Anyway, this lady that worked at Burger King had both her legs working, and she walks right out, and we're staring. I have the handles in my sister's wheelchair. We just look at the lady. She looks at us. She doesn't even say sorry.
Just kept on going.
Look, I joke about the, you know, five parking spaces. One, you're going to be in Panda Express. We had a girl that worked here, and Jamie can back this up.
This is a true story.
She worked here, and she parked in handicapped parking every single day.
Yep.
For years.
Yep.
And nobody ever said a word.
I did. Remember? I go, what's going on here? And she goes, oh, it's my mom's placard.
You said something to her. I meant management.
Oh,
management
gotcha,
never
gotcha.
Said a word to her. And it was her mom. Yeah. It's her mom's placard.
Yep.
But she felt like she could use it because it belonged to that car.
Yeah. It was free to her. It's like, oh. Anyway, you have this like mad respect because you don't realize how many places don't have ramps either. And you don't realize how like hard it is for people in wheelchairs. It's crazy. It's so difficult.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, the ramp to the one place was all the way around the side of the building. So we had to go for an hour just to get up and around to the... It's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people.
So you got back last night close to midnight, right?
Yep.
In bed by 1.
Yep.
Up at 4:30.
And by the way, Weston, you forgot my wake-up call. Bastards.
Oh, they didn't give you a wake-up call?
No. Yeah. She goes, are you sure you want a 4 a.m. wake-up call? Because I'm standing there. It's like 12:15. And I go, I'm not really sure I want one, but I have to have it. And she's like, okay. Nope. Either they did it and I didn't hear it, but I think, I don't know.
I almost called you. This almost was a best of show today.
Oh,
I was
going
to call you and tell you to sleep in. Let me tell you why, okay? I get to the radio station this morning, and I was running early, so I was in the parking lot like 4:45,
okay?
There are 12 construction workers having a meeting at the front door.
Okay.
Paramedics are here.
Oh, God.
Two different vehicles, paramedics. They're in the lobby, and they're looking at somebody. I don't know what happened, and the elevators are all wide open and don't work.
Oh, crap.
So now you got 11 stories to go up, and I said, not today.
you're not gonna go climbing?
No. And I literally got my phone and said, I'm going to call Jamie.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Go home. She can sleep in at the Westin, get her breakfast delivered to her.
And the thing is, DJ. I stay at the Westin at DIA, you know, when I'm that late.
Yeah.
I've never been at that pool.
Oh, so close.
I bet you it's nice.
Great day.
Well,
I paid $100 an hour to sleep.
Then I got into the elevator and it worked. So.
Oh,
end of story.
Thank you.
So
great
we're
story.
Here. We're
great
live.
Story.
Tabloid trash, the Grammys last night. You didn't have a chance to see it, I'm sure.
See it.
There were a lot there, a lot going on there. And we'll update it coming up next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
The craziest thing, I swear to God. Diet Coke has changed their mouthpiece.
Yeah.
It goes down my chin now. I cannot seem to make it work for me. I don't get it. I don't know if I'm the only one, but it won't work. It's the weirdest thing.
Have they actually changed it?
Yes, it's different. I can always drink a Diet Coke today. I don't know. Something weird. Between that and now my iPhone is saying, iPhone unavailable. Try again in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
It's so weird.
Mine's working fine.
I've never seen that in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know.
iPhone not available. Try again in 5 minutes. Okay, thank you very much. Last night was the Grammy Awards, and I was unable to see it, but I understand from you guys that... that Kanye and his girlfriend showed up and she was naked.
She was. She had a see-through dress, basically a baggie on her body.
Yeah.
And he's so pathetic. He stood over her like, I own this, with his dark sunglasses on like this, like
There she is. That's mine right there. It's just so pathetic.
Well, I'm sick of seeing her body, honestly. Yeah.
Well, like... I'm not. Okay. I'm not complaining about that. Yeah. You know, I bought that same dress for my wife, if
I
you didn't
heard
hear
your
that.
Joke.
Okay. I love that dress.
I rolled my eyes in my car.
Well, that's good. That's good. I had an impact. But here's the thing. Then they got tossed.
It's saying they did not.
Yeah, they didn't. There was a rumor.
They were asked to not go inside, is what I'm saying. They were not allowed to go inside. They were told to leave.
I guess the big rumor is that they were told to leave, but in fact, they were not told to leave. It's just that, you know, I mean, maybe cover up a little bit. Maybe put something on. But yeah, I just saw an article. I can't find it right now. Oh, here it is. Kanye West and his wife, Bianca, made quite the entrance to the 2025 Grammys. West posed at the red carpet on Sunday in an all-black t-shirt and jeans, while she took off her fur coat to reveal a completely sheer dress. While several reports claim their antics got them booted, sources say that's actually not the case. Kanye was an invited guest, nominated for Best Rap Song of the Year, and he wasn't forcibly removed from the event. He walked the red carpet, got in his car of his own volition, and then left.
Right. He didn't go to the Grammys itself.
It said police and the Grammys never got involved, and they never asked him to leave. He just left. It's just bizarre. Yeah.
All right. Well, this report says that they asked him to leave. Either way, he didn't get in. But she, I got to tell you, man, oh, man, she looked good.
Right?
Yeah.
TMZ is saying we reached out to police just to see if they ever got a call about any kind of incident. And it says no, this is TMZ. TMZ is saying police and the Grammy security never got involved. So, I don't know.
All right.
It says, and this again, TMZ says, our law enforcement sources say no one ever complained about her revealing ensemble. It's like I'm over. Okay, I got you. You're right. Naked. Yay.
I think people are just numb to it now.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Well, I'm not numb to it. I got to tell you.
Not numb at all. You guys were saying that Benson Boone was amazing.
Oh,
was.
Best performance of the night, hands down.
Here is a little bit of his performance. Number one, please.
I want you, I need you, oh God, I need the Grammys, baby!
He's got to hate that song.
Yeah.
His one hit.
He did two flips last night. It was awesome.
Oh, he did.
He like jumped on the piano and then did a big flip to start it off.
Yeah.
And then did like an insane backflip twist right at the end. And the crowd went nuts.
Since my sister has a crushed ankle, I keep worrying about his ankles.
Yeah. It's a valid concern.
He's going to miss that one day.
Being able to flip.
He's going to miss the actual flip. And crash his ankle like your sister. He's going to screw it up one day.
Lady Gaga and Bruno, you did not like them?
Didn't like it. I wanted the hit because I like that song. You don't like it.
No.
But I like the hit. Instead, they went with that California Dreaming thing.
Here it is, number three.
I've been for a while.
Lady Gaga. Oh, there I guess she is, right?
Yeah, he hogged the mic just a bit.
Yeah, he did.
He did, if you watch.
She was really doing a lot of, like, background in that.
Yeah. I didn't hear her. And then you guys said that Taylor Swift was, she was snubbed, huh?
Yes, she
majorly
was.
Majorly snubbed.
Ooh. And did Travis show up?
No.
Oh, he wasn't there.
No, they went to New Orleans yesterday.
Oh, they did?
They being the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, not until you said it, I didn't even know this weekend was Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
I had no idea. I didn't. I was like, what? I heard BJ say it, and I was like, wait, already? I thought I had another week. I don't know why. There was one more week. Yeah, so Taylor Swift was snubbed, but then she announced the Best Country Album winner. Here it is.
And the Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter.
Did they act like they liked each other?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.
They did. And she did her best to be sexy yesterday. Oh, my gosh. She pulled it all out, Jamie. You got to see this dress. Ooh. Yeah, she went for sexy on the red carpet. And she wore red for the Kansas City Chiefs to send a message
did
to Travis
yellow?
Kelce.
Did she have a yellow?
No, just red. No, just red.
No yellow?
But she went for that. She just can't pull off sexy. I'm telling you, poor thing. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. She tries so hard.
I thought she looked good last night.
Well, you probably had a couple of cocktails. I'm sure Lizzo looked good to you. But I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be that kind of day.
When you add her up and you look at the other women on the red carpet, you know, then
well, she's
you,
never
you
been
size
sexy.
It up.
She's never been sexy.
She's never been sexy. She's trying to bring sexy back. But
yeah. She's just awkward.
Well, bless her heart
bless
is what
her
I'm
heart.
Saying. I'm
bless
saying
her
it,
heart.
I'm saying in full support of her. That go for it, girl. But you just come up short.
And remember, her choreographer is from Colorado, the one that gave her some moves. And we were really excited because remember she was like starting to feel it and get into the music. And then something happened and she just... She's counting again.
Yeah.
One and two and three and four and five and six.
Yeah, it's just.
Do you remember? Well, you don't. I don't know why I was going to say, do you remember when you were in tap lessons and you're like six years old and you're like, and shuffle ball change. One, two, three, four, step back, shuffle ball change.
I can relate. I took foxtrot lessons once, remember?
Yeah, that's right, you did.
Me and my ex-wife, we took some foxtrotting.
Yep, you were cutting a rug.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I guess they were friends, and now that Beyonce won, I guess she's announced a country tour.
Yeah, she announced it yesterday morning.
Does she not know that country folks are not really that into her?
I don't know. I can't, you know, I feel like that if you say something bad about her in country music, that people are going to jump all over you. It's a very touchy.
Why? She's not a country music
That album
artist.
Is terrible.
She just won country music artist of the year.
Nobody gets it.
No
I'm
one.
Just saying.
Yeah. And I don't know how she beats out Chris Stapleton, Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson is the
best. And Post Malone? Come
on. Yeah.
I'm just saying
Lainey should have won for
if
that.
You go on social media, people that are denouncing her being country, they are being just dragged across social media.
Well, here, watch this. You're not country, Beyonce.
I get it.
And you shouldn't do a country tour because her fans don't want to see her do country either. They love Beyonce. They don't like Cowboy Carter, whoever the hell that is.
I was so mad
Woo!
Last night. I was so mad.
Well, we only know one song, or at least for me as a country person, I only know that one song.
I don't hear her music on country radio at all.
No, they don't play it. That's anyway, whatever. It's all rigged. And aren't they saying too that Kendrick Lamar, he won everything because he's in the Super Bowl and nobody's talking about him?
It's all controlled by Jay-Z.
That was controlled and contrived, but you didn't get it.
Contrived and controlled by Jay-Z. He's in charge of the halftime of the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar is there. He wins all the Grammys. Beyonce. The whole thing.
Oh, my God. It's just son
Everything's of a... rigged these days.
My God.
It's football games, the Grammys.
Let's just all bitch about everything, shouldn't we? Somebody said it's the worst album ever. See, I only know one song from it, right? Let's see. Remember when y'all said she was going to get snubbed? Because remember that was that rumor that Taylor
it
was going to get...
got leaked last week. Week before that, actually.
Yeah.
That she was going to get snubbed. And it looks like it turned out that way for her.
Taylor had a red necklace hanging down her leg from her crotch with the letter T on it. What?
She did have that, yeah. So it's a cinched up dress, and then on the cinched up side, there's a T hanging down like a little jewel.
Oh, God.
I didn't make it that far.
Was it for Taylor or for Travis?
I would imagine it's for Travis.
Or both.
But I don't, it could be both, yeah.
So cute. Oh my God, I love it. I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash. Yay!
All right, it's BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We have Hozier tickets. Is it Hozier or Hozier?
Hozier.
That's the way Carson was telling me this morning. Hozier.
Not Hozier, it's Hozier.
Yeah, Hozier.
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 Yeah, Hozier.
Not Hozier.
Yeah, it's Hozier.
I don't think it's like French. It's like Hozier.
Look up, pull up a YouTube. That's how he says his name. I don't know. I looked it up.
How does he say it?
Hozier.
I'm Hozier.
Yeah, there's an emphasis on the air.
On the air?
On the air.
We've called it Hozier the entire time.
I know, even the promo says Hozier.
Wait, like, there's another girl that we're saying her name. What? Rihanna.
Yeah, it's actually
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her name
Rihanna?
Is, but yeah. Everyone says Rihanna, and she doesn't even correct
She
anyone.
Said she doesn't even care anymore. Yeah. We're saying it wrong all the time, and she said, I don't even care
she
anymore.
She just lets it go.
Yeah.
It's Rihanna? Hozier. Rihanna?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hozier.
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 Oh
Hozier.
My God, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
Hozier.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is Monday, February 3rd. Man, this month is flying by. It's already the 3rd.
Oh my God, it is? It is. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's just flying by.
Well, actually, it is, because I didn't even realize we're in February.
Yeah, we are. We are. And the Super Bowl is this weekend, Jamie.
Woo. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. You just heard, huh?
I just feel like I've been under a rock for a few days.
Yeah, I know. You get disheveled a bit. You don't even know what day it is. What was I going to say? Oh, 70 degrees for a high today. It's going to be nice and warm.
It's going to be amazing.
Wait, what?
70.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm, 70.
Are you lying?
It was 55 driving in this morning.
Wow. It's 70?
It's 70 degrees today. 68, wow. 69, no 70.
It's going to feel like full-blown spring.
All right, we're having a debate here in the studio.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have the Hozier tickets coming up 7:45 this morning.
Who?
Hozier.
Yeah, okay. What time are we doing that?
It appears Carson's right from everything
Hozier.
I'm seeing.
Hozier.
Hozier.
Well, the promo says Hozier.
Yeah, it does.
Well, they're wrong.
Oh, God.
I like Hozier better.
What time are we doing that?
We'll do it at 7:45. Okay, all right. The debate in the studio here.
I was just looking out the window like you do when, you know, like when Oprah used to tell a sad story about somebody. And then that person looks out the window while they're telling the story.
Yeah.
You know, when they're setting it up. Uh-huh. I was just doing that. I was looking out the and I was like, man, this parking lot's shady.
So far, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it is shady.
We're on the 11th floor and I was just looking down there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Carson's like, Jamie, I got to tell you something. And here's me. Yes, Carson. Beyonce was shocked. I mean, genuinely crazy shocked about winning Country Music Album of the Year.
Yeah, because it's a terrible album. She thought she had no way she was going to win.
Then BJ chimes in. I'm still looking out the window, by the way. BJ chimes in. Oh, my God. She knew she was going to win. And then Carson says, no, she was shocked. And here's me. Man, this parking lot, I swear to God, people die down there.
That's exactly how it went, Bob. And I said over here, when Carson was talking about how shocked she was, I'm debated in my head. It's like, do I get involved here or not? Okay. Because then I would have burst his bubble. You right. know, he saw it. He had this impression of shock. I didn't want to, you know, just just all of a sudden the balloon air's gone, right? But I couldn't help it, man. I just couldn't help it.
And then he went hard, and he's like, so you're telling me she's in the front row and she didn't know?
Yeah.
And then Carson's like, she didn't, genuinely. And he said genuinely like 80 times.
Hey, let me just point out my, if I'm in court, I'm the, you know, the lawyer. Uh-huh. She's a great actress. She's a pretty good actress, all right? So she could easily pull that off.
What has she been in?
Hang on. I got to state my case first. She's a great actress, okay? We know from all reports that Taylor Swift was going to get snubbed. Why? Because it leaked. It leaked that Beyonce would win. That was 2 weeks ago. It was leaked. And sure enough, that's the way it fell down. Exactly that way that Taylor Swift got snubbed. All right, that's the second one. She's in the front row sitting there waiting on this and she's shocked? Give me a break.
So here's my take on it. So I went to the film, right? Go to the tape.
Yeah.
So I went and I watched it and I thought, did she do something to her face? Because she looks different. Like, I think she had cheek fillers or something.
Yeah, so, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so she looks different.
She does look different to me, too.
The cheeks are fuller or something.
Yeah, she's done something, yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't seem even shocked. Like, both of you are wrong. She wasn't acting, and she wasn't shocked.
Well, I thought she acted a little bit.
I thought when she got up there on stage, she, I mean, like, genuinely had no...
Genuinely.
She had genuinely no words to even... Like, she couldn't even pull words together to even accept the award.
She could not.
It's okay for Carson to be wrong, but don't tell me I'm wrong. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, my God. Somebody just called me a racist. I love this.
What?
Why?
Because I said she sucks as a country music artist. And I'm going to stick by that. And if that makes me racist, okay.
That's exactly what's going on online.
So dumb.
That everybody that is denouncing her
have an opinion
as country artist of the year, they're saying that if you say that that's not, she can't be, then you're racist.
Well, she can't be. She shouldn't be, and she's horrible at it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she had album of the year by any means. But
did you guys know anything but one song?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But, so how does the whole
I couldn't album even make it? I tried to listen to it. I couldn't when it first came out. I couldn't even get through it. I was just like, I'm trash. I'm
and
gonna
her,
turn it
her
off.
Wig is horrible.
I didn't even try.
All right, so there I said that too.
There you go. There you go. All right, the performance last night had to be Benson Boone. Benson Boone was fabulous last night. And the audio was great. I'm going to play it for you. Here's Benson Boone from the Grammys last night.
And I thank God every day for the girl he sees. Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need the Grammys, baby! These beautiful things they are.
There you go. Benson Boone last night at the Grammys. Do you think he's going to have another big hit like that one?
Well, you know, at first I compared him to Teddy Swims. And the thing is, Teddy Swims already has a couple on the chart. And I just haven't seen Benson do another chart hitter, you know?
I think the biggest one that's besides Beautiful Things is Slow It Down.
Yeah.
That's out right
now.
Yeah,
but that's been out for a while.
It's been out for some time.
Yeah, but it hasn't really like hit like Teddy Swims has. Yeah,
man, you go to the top. I heard over the weekend, I was talking to someone, and they said that Shaboozy made $17 million with that song.
Just that one song?
One
really?
Song.
Wow.
$17 million. He really let me down last night.
Was he not good?
No. I don't know if Shaboozy's ever going to have another hit, folks.
See, I
really
worry more about him maybe not having another hit, don't you think?
More than Benson Boone.
Yeah. Oh, poor Shaboozy.
Yeah.
But he had his one night at the Grammy. He had his one big hit, $17 million. He'll be okay, I guess.
I'm just shocked you watched the Grammys.
It was torture. I got to be honest. I'm having a hard time.
That is not who you are.
No, it's not, JB. No. I'm flipping through the channels last night. I'm debating watching Life Below Zero instead of the Grammys. This is a bunch of yahoos up in Alaska trying to survive in zero temperatures. And I'm trying to watch. I'm debating between that and the Grammys. I'm going back and forth.
I mean, I literally was shocked when you said you watched the Grammys. I'm like, who are you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I felt obligated. Because I knew that you were traveling,
right,
and you wouldn't get to see it.
Doing it for the show?
So I did it for the show because I felt obligated because I knew that Spadil's not
right
going to watch.
No.
Spadil doesn't really give a rat's.
You knew Carson would watch.
But I knew Carson would.
But he would do it wrong.
Yeah. He would come in here thinking that Beyonce was shocked. Genuinely shocked.
Oh,
and I had to watch it just to... Yeah, have the counter to that. You know what I mean? Genuinely shocked.
Genuinely.
I knew it.
Genuinely.
Exactly. So I did it for the show, man. I did it for
sacrifices.
The show.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Is the party still on?
The party's on.
Party is on with the girls.
Well, it's all couples and Jamie.
Oh, that's right. 27, right?
Yeah.
Was that the number?
There's 27 people 27 coming. People. I'm number 27.
Yeah.
So.
13 couples.
Yeah. And me.
Jamie.
And me. It'll be fun.
Too bad you don't have a dog you could take.
Yeah. I
just to have somebody tag along, you know?
Although I did have a pet this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, June.
June the pet?
Yep, June the raccoon.
June the raccoon. What are you talking about?
I convinced all my girlfriends that I adopted a puppy, but it was really the trapper came out to my dad's house and trapped a raccoon.
Oh.
And I said, oh my gosh, my son was born in June, so I named the puppy June. And they're like, no way, show us pictures, blah, blah, blah. And I sent her a picture of a raccoon in a trap. Well, not, you know, like a cage. Yeah. Do you like it, June the raccoon?
June the raccoon. I like that name. That's great.
I know, yeah.
That's great. All right, Super Bowl party is on. Some people are boycotting. I think boycotting's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not
excited, though, about the halftime entertainment.
Kendrick Lamar.
Just like us, not like us, whatever like us.
Oh, I've got that. Hang on a second. Okay. I can play it for you because it is
it's
a lyrical genius to put this together. Yeah, this is Kendrick Lamar. This is what to expect with the Super Bowl.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Catchy.
They not like us.
Now, that's just the chorus. Now, everything in between is nothing but the N-word and cuss words.
Oh, great.
So I don't know how they're going to handle this on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you're going to hear a lot of dead air.
Now, I forget, what does Scissor sing? I know we play it, but what is it? I can't remember.
I don't know those girls.
The one that we do is called Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. So at least I know that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's your Super Bowl.
Not like us, just like us. Not like us, just like us.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Now, isn't Beyonce doing like a pregame thing?
I don't know.
Isn't she a part of something else? I think so. Some concert they're doing beforehand. But I do love Super Bowl Sunday because I get up and watch all day long. I love it.
Did they announce who's singing the national anthem yet?
I haven't seen anything about that yet.
They announced that, didn't they?
They announced some final choices, but I don't think that they've selected anyone.
Well, they better hurry.
I know. We're running out of time, people.
People got to practice.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just, you know, just walk up there and do it on the...
I bet they know who's doing it.
Yeah, they've got to know.
Yeah. I mean, today's Monday.
I thought they announced it, and I just forgot who it was. Mm. I don't know.
Has anybody seen anything?
All right,
anybody?
Super Bowl.
Google.
Yeah. Now, who are you pulling for?
Oh, it's New Orleans native Jon Batiste. So he's the guy from the Colbert Show. Jon Batiste?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Stay Human?
Huh.
Yeah.
We're in for a treat, aren't we? I was mentioning this to Jamie a few minutes ago off the air. Now, I've been to New Orleans. She's been to New Orleans, obviously. These teams landed there yesterday afternoon. You got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles both, and they got flags flying from the airplane and everything. I'd hate to be stuck in New Orleans for 8 days.
That's a long time to be there.
That city is a, I almost said the word.
Yeah.
That it's an S show down there, man.
Smells. You just go to Bourbon Street, and then that's it.
That's the only draw.
Yeah, that's for me. Well, there's some good food there, though.
Yeah, good restaurants there, but they're not allowed to go to Bourbon Street, and that's where all the action is in the restaurants.
I think I told you one time we went into a strip club, and we didn't know it was going to be all naked, like completely nude, all nude.
Yeah.
And we walked in, we're like, nope, and we just turned around.
I went to New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl one year.
Yeah.
And literally woke up hugging a pole.
Really?
On Bourbon Street. I never made it back to my hotel.
Oh, my God.
No, I woke up the next morning. The sun was coming up, and I'm hanging on to a light pole.
Somebody probably peed on you.
Somebody probably
100%.
Peed on me. I think my friends parked me there.
They did? I think they just
left me there. But New Orleans, it smells. It's. I just wouldn't want to be down there for 8 days.
That's a long time.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 days in Vegas, and Vegas is great. 3 days in Vegas is plenty for me, but 8 days in New Orleans, that's pure hell.
But some people love it. Like my girlfriend, she has a house there. She loves it there.
Really?
And didn't Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they bought a house there too.
No kidding.
Some people love it.
It's swampy.
It's very, you're very sweaty.
You are.
Yeah, it's very sweaty.
You are.
Yeah.
But all right, Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hozier tickets coming up at 7:45. Stand by to win.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Don't forget, we have a Berg Simpson text line, 303-22-ALICE. It's, I know it's our request line, but we can also get a text. And I'd like to read one for you.
Okay,
it says, I love you both, but your hot takes on everything today are so painfully bad and out of touch, and I'm actually embarrassed for you guys.
Oh, my.
You should have done a best of show today.
Oh, my.
Just call it a day and take yourselves out to a nice breakfast somewhere.
Okay, see ya.
Better Let's luck go. Tomorrow. Love, Bobby.
I'll meet you at the Pancake House. I'll be there in 10 man. Minutes, okay?
What's wrong, Bobby? What's going on, Bobby? I feel like our finger's on the pulse.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know. I kind of agree with Bobby.
You do?
Yeah, we've been a little scatterbrained.
I'm hungry. I'll go to breakfast.
We've been just a little scatterbrained. Listen, right. You know what? It's not our fault. We don't really know the not like us, just like us, not like us. That's the only part of the song I know.
Yeah.
Just like us, not like us. As it's just he says it over and over. Which is lot like us, something like
not
us.
Like he
us.
Just says they not like us over and over.
And isn't it a dig at what's his name, Drake?
There's a part in there that's a dig at Drake. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, yep. See, I knew that, Bobby.
Yeah. Hey, now let's go get breakfast.
I could use some pancakes.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't get to see the Grammys last night, but I heard from Schmidl, who was who watched a little bit of a recap, I guess, that Benson Boone's wiener was hurting.
Yeah, when he was walking off the stage, he just had to, like, do a full-on adjustment. He was wearing this really, really tight leather outfit, and it looked, like, a pretty uncomfortable.
It's a onesie. He's, like, famous for those.
Yeah.
He wore it when he sang for us, too.
Yep.
I mean, not that one, but...
Yep.
Or, no, he had pants and a vest on, didn't he? Was it a onesie?
No, it was a onesie.
Onesie?
Yep.
He likes the onesies. He likes the onesies.
So do I. What?
Nothing.
I wear onesie all the time around my house.
We want you to know that, oh my God, what's his name now? I can't remember. Kanye. Kanye and his wife were not kicked out of the Grammys. The rumors were that because she was basically butt naked that they were asked to leave. But that TMZ is saying that's not what happened. That all of a sudden, we don't know why, but he did the red carpet and then they just went to their car.
Yep.
So bizarre.
And she was naked.
She was so butt naked. Woo! Yeah, she was really, really naked. I wonder when she's going to wear clothes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do you order a dress like that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think TJ Maxx.
I will tell you a performance that I thought was really good, and I'm a big fan now. Just to, you know, be more optimistic yes. about the Grammys and everything. That Pink Pony song. That's a great
Chapel
song.
Roan.
Oh, that's a great song. The big old Pink Pony was on stage.
Yeah, that's the one I made fun of the other day. Remember, I was like, oh my God, they played this in Southern Illinois on a Sunday because it's about her being a stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
The Pink Pony Club, right?
It was pretty good.
Isn't it Pink Pony Club?
Yeah, yeah. Pink Pony
See,
Club.
See, Bobby, I knew that one too.
Yeah. We like Pink Pony.
And they had a huge Pink Pony on stage.
See? It was massive. That's what you do. When you have a song called Pink Pony, what do? You bring out a Pink Pony.
Yeah,
that's how
it
works.
Pretty cool.
Kind of crazy. All right, anyway, so that's the deal with Kanye. Just a very bizarre situation. They walked down the thing, she's naked, and then they walked right to the car. That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
If I'm Kim, I don't want my kids around her.
It's just a weird setup between the two of them.
It really is.
It's like he just, every move she makes, he has to dictate.
Somebody says, I totally agree with Bobby.
What?
You know why, you guys? Now you're just doing that to be whatever. Mean. Whatever.
I don't like Bobby.
I don't like Bobby either. I'm never talking about Bobby. I don't like you, Bobby. Go away, Bobby. All right. Also, Beyonce won the best country album, which everybody is shocked. And she also won overall album, correct?
Best album, yeah.
Yep. So, and now she's announced a Cowboy Carter tour. Woo!
Look out.
It ain't Texas. Woo! Let's see here. Also, Taylor announced that Beyonce won. Here's number five. I've only had 3 hours sleep. Leave me alone.
No, I'm laughing at the next text because it says, God damn it, Bobby. Shut your face. Leave him alone.
From King of the Hill, right?
Yeah. God damn it, Bobby.
All right, here it is.
And the Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter. Beyonce.
All right, there you go.
And you know, my favorite artist right now is Teddy Swims, and I love all his music. So he also performed. Here is number four.
Don't you know I lose control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
I love him. He's so,
solid. Good.
He is so good. He's so little.
Yeah.
He's a little man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like probably about this high.
No kidding.
Up to my knee.
He looked big.
Well, you could tell because they were like kind of shooting
wide.
Up. Yeah.
He's wide, but, yeah. he's not tall.
Okay, stocky. Big boned?
He's big boned. He is big, right, boned. Big boned. Yeah, he's big boned. Yeah, but I don't... Will you look up how tall that guy is?
I actually am. One person says that he's 6'4", but I'm trying to find something more
solid. No way.
He looked big.
He's not... Mm-mm.
No.
He looked 6 foot.
Because they were shooting like below him last night, so it kind of made him look tall.
IMDb says that he's 6'1", and that they're pretty
solid.
No
way. Yeah. That is totally wrong. Because they lie on those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm 6'1" on Wikipedia.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Jennifer Garner's longtime boyfriend, his name is John Miller, and I guess he is getting really irritated with Ben Affleck. The insiders, you know those insiders?
Oh, yeah. Sources.
Yep, sources and insiders, both of those people. They say that he has had it and that Ben calls all the time, stops by whenever he wants, and that he feels like these two are too close.
Yeah, that would be a problem, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if he's just knocking on the door like, hey, got any eggs?
Yeah, it says that they communicate far too much and way more than they ever have in the past since he broke up with J-Lo. So he's like, yeah, I've had it.
I can't blame him.
Because the kids are kind of older, aren't they? Like, the youngest one is still in like high school or something.
Yeah, but you got to have boundaries, too. So you just can't be showing up at the house anytime you want to.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you might catch the boyfriend in his underwear.
Yeah. But it does seem like that Ben thinks that he's part of the family. Still
he does.
Yeah. And then sometimes I want them back together. I don't know what I want anymore.
Yeah, 16 and 19.
16, 19. Kids. Yeah, it's like, they're not little.
No.
And they're both driving, so why is he around so much? I don't know, James. Okay, there you go, tablet trash.
Good answer. That was a good answer.
Thank you.
Oh, look what time it is. Hose year tickets.
We're so hip, it kills me. Here's the deal. It is, when is it going to be? July 20th, and the pre-sale starts on Thursday. General sales start Friday. However, you can win a pair before you can buy them if you're caller number 19 right now, 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Going to be around 70 degrees today.
Crazy.
70. 54 right now.
Yeah.
That's
it's
pretty cool.
Spring.
Yeah, February 3rd, Super Bowl coming up this weekend. You realize you and I have money.
I know, we do.
Yeah. We have numbers, and this is this, what's it called, the squares or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Jamie and I are in, and we possibly could win hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, really, it's thousands.
Maybe exaggerated just a little bit, but maybe just a tad.
But that makes it more exciting, though, I think, when you have money on it.
All right, you got to be tired. You just flew in St. Louis.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to hold it together and act like I'm not.
I'm confused on something. So they released your sister from the hospital.
Yeah, Friday.
You had to drive her back to Southern Illinois, which is a 3-hour drive.
Right.
And then you stayed there for a couple of days and then came back to St. Louis. That was a three-hour drive.
Right, because that's the airport.
Then the flight was late.
It was delayed.
Holy moly. Oh, and another night at the Westin. In front of that window where you don't wear clothes.
I swear, I think of that poor pilot every time because I stayed there last night too because I got in at midnight. And so I'm just like... And we've talked about this because last weekend I stayed there too at the Westin. And I was like, I get you, pilot guy. I mean, I'm standing here kind of naked right now too. I mean, you just think that nobody down there can see you. It's the weirdest thing. It's so weird. I don't know why. But
it's great.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
But it's great that they have a place there for you.
Yeah, it
when
is.
You, when you fly
except
in like
for
that.
Floor, I'm on, I was on floor 8 or whatever. Yeah. The entire thing smells like pot. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was so strong. I was like, what is going on here?
You're not allowed to smoke inside that place.
You wouldn't think, but somebody is.
Someone was having a party.
Oh, my God. It was really potent. I'm like, wow.
You know, party on.
You just don't think somebody, because you feel like the Westin at DIA is like kind of for business people or whatever. Yeah. You don't think somebody's like having a big bong or something.
And if you're headed from like, you know, somewhere like Kentucky, let's say, and then you're headed to like Los Angeles and that's your layover, you're thinking, man, that Denver. Hey,
I know.
Down,
that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you're not here to visit Denver, but that's the only impression you get.
I know. I'm like, great. That's what I was thinking too. It's like, that's what everybody thinks we are, just big pot smokers. But it was stinky.
Does that mean it's good stuff, Shabadell, if it's really stinky?
Usually, yeah. That's a really good sign that it's pretty strong.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for them, bro.
Dude. All right. Speaking of which, over the weekend, Shmadil's date.
Oh, that's right.
The girlfriend.
Yeah, what's her name again?
Sally.
I almost said her real name on accident.
Oh. Yeah. She works at the meat packing place up there in Greeley.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went really good. We just went out to dinner on Friday.
Where'd you take her?
I took her to a place called Peckish. It's a pizza place. It's actually literally, it's like 2 minutes away from our radio station.
So is this the first time you've stayed at her house?
Yeah.
So I have questions.
Okay.
So, because the bathroom thing is always an issue when you first start dating, right?
Right.
Like my, the guy I was dating, if we traveled or whatever, he'd be like, I'm going to go down to the lobby. I knew what that meant.
It was code.
Yeah. That hasn't come up yet.
Because you have like IBS or something, right?
I do, yeah.
So I'm wondering like how do you...
Like what's your emergency protocol when that happens?
Well, I'm going to go to the... I forgot to buy the poopery thing that Jamie suggested last week.
Yeah.
So that's just going to be kind of my go-to is hopefully that works out.
So you didn't poop all weekend?
No. Well, not at her house. Yeah.
Did I tell you I have a friend?
Where'd you go outside to the bushes?
At the paintball field in the porta potty.
Oh, oh God!
Oh God!
I told you guys this, but it still is the craziest thing. There's a guy I know him, and it's a true story. So when we all lived in LA or whatever, you drive to Vegas, right? It's an easy drive, and so he couldn't poop in public, any kind of, so he would rent a hotel room on the way to Vegas.
That's crazy.
I know.
I can't believe
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. I've got a buddy that does the same thing.
Really?
He has such a phobia that he can only literally poop in a hotel or at his place. He can't even poop at work when he goes to work.
And didn't somebody tell us that their kid has the same issue and they have to go to the high school and pick him up?
I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all.
I found out something interesting about my sister that I did not know because I had to help her a lot to the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah.
She can't pee unless the sink is running.
Oh, she needs the water sound?
I have never heard about that.
She calls it a shy bladder.
That's a good term.
I was like,
shy bladder.
I've known you my entire life. What is this? And she's like, I don't know. They just say I have a shy bladder and I have to have the water running to go pee.
It helps her.
I'm like, who are you? That's my sister. I didn't even know that.
So that's the only update we get on your weekend? Is that you pooped at the paintball field?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other highlights?
Well, she didn't feel good on Saturday, so we went out to eat, and then we hung out at her house on Saturday, but she just wanted to like rest.
She didn't feel good, huh?
Yeah.
You know what that is.
What?
It's her like realizing who you are.
No, we it's not like we hung out. She just wanted
to
rest.
That is a hint to hit the road?
No.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, she may have wanted you to leave.
I think she did.
No, yeah. She didn't.
She might have.
Yeah, I think
promise
she did.
You she didn't.
I think she did.
Maybe she was like giving a subtle hint there without being rude.
No.
Yeah, because when you tell a guy you don't feel good. Yeah, then you're
get
like
the hell
open.
Away.
Yeah.
She's been very direct up until this point, so I think that she
Things change fast.
All right.
I mean, we're not going to tell you to your face, oh my God, you're starting to creep me out.
Although we will.
Yeah.
We'll tell you.
BJ and Jamie.
Adele, can you pull up a video for us, please?
No.
Why?
Because remember, people are texting saying we're like negative about everybody and everything.
Let's take a positive approach to it.
Okay. All right.
All right. So Taylor Swift, there's someone that's in the audience that caught her on a cell phone dancing to, I think it's to Beyonce or somebody. I don't know exactly who, but she's dancing.
And she's really good at it.
Oh my God. You can tell that she's worked with that choreographer out of Colorado.
Yeah,
you can tell. All right. Can you pull up the video real quick here?
Yeah.
This just got released on a couple of news sites. It's starting to trend on the X platform, and I'm sure other places too. But there's a video of her dancing at the Grammys last night.
Because it says, somebody said, you guys are ignorant and arrogant, and your opinions only make you sound mean-spirited and self-righteous.
No, she looks great in this.
She's a great dancer.
And she was dancing to Billie Eilish.
I will say this. How in the heck do you have a year, 2-3 years, like she's had, with her tours, her albums, and everything, and get shut out at the Grammys?
I don't know.
I got to defend her on that.
Yeah. Good job.
I don't see how. No, I just don't see how. I mean, Beyonce, okay, give her one or two. But how does Taylor Swift get completely shut out 6 nominations?
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Something's I don't get it.
Something's fishy.
Yeah, and then she shows up, and you got to hand it to her. She shows up, she presents, having a good time, maybe a little liquored up, but she's having a great time there at the Grammys, and she doesn't act like that she's upset about it.
Wait, did she have cocktails?
Yeah.
Oh, my theory about her being pregnant isn't on.
I was watching her like a hawk, making sure. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if she's drinking.
Maybe
or not.
She was having a mocktail because, like, my girlfriend always drinks cranberry juice.
Hard to tell.
Guess she doesn't drink, you know.
Yeah.
And so she always orders a cranberry juice. So she. Looks
it,
like,
it could be. It looked like champagne to me, but it could be something.
I didn't see her drinking
grape juice,
but I did see where there are reports that she was a little tipsy. So I have no idea, but there's a video out there of her dancing this morning,
and she was doing great, wasn't she?
She was absolutely excellent.
Hot, sexy. So sexy,
bringing sexy back.
Yeah,
that's Taylor Swift.
So there.
Check it out if you get a chance. In fact, we'll put it on our Facebook page for you. Take a look at it.
You were going to tell me something about food before we went on the air. What was it?
Oh, I did something just embarrassing this weekend.
What happened?
So I ordered a couple burritos for the fam, all right, this weekend on Saturday. And Uber Eats. And I don't...
Okay, I do not... You literally live right there. Why don't you get your car?
But I was under a time crunch. I was busy with the kiddo by myself. So I was like, you know what? I'm really hungry. I was waiting for Bree to get home. I'll just order us some burritos. That way, when she gets home, they're here. So, like, 40 minutes go by, and I'm like, where are my burritos? And I check, and I see that this guy, the driver, is literally stopped at an intersection right by my house. And I'm like, and I'm just watching him. He doesn't move.
Uh-huh.
What happened? And I was like, I bet you this guy is eating my food right now.
Why would that make you think?
Because he didn't move for, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, I'm gonna get in the car. And I'm going to go find this guy and get my food and bust him if he's actually eating my food. Like, I've never heard of this. So I get in my car and I go to the intersection. I follow to the spot. And
this is so weird.
He was actually in a car accident. I felt terrible. He was in a car accident. So he's in a car accident. The cops were there. Like, it's a whole thing.
There's so much to unpack here.
He got rear-ended. And I get out of the car and... And I go up to the cop and I'm like, hey.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No,
I was hungry. It was 45 minutes.
You did not.
And I already paid. I already paid for my food. So I go up. The cop's like, hey, man, what are you doing? Are you part of this accident? What are you with one of these guys? And I'm like, no, This is going to sound weird, but I just want to get my burritos. Like, that's my Uber Eats driver right there. And I'm really hungry. That's for my family. I got a kid back waiting at home with my wife. And he was like, all right, well, let's just give it 5 minutes, let it finish up, and then you can go get your burritos.
This is the most far-fetched story I've ever heard.
It's not.
It's Carson. I believe him. Yeah. I believe him. I believe he saw the little driver on the map, and he was like, I'm going to go get my food.
Listen, I ordered it. It'd been a while. It was like, I'm not going to go to, I already paid for the food. I'm hangry at the same time, okay? So I'm out of my mind. And I go up to, shout out to Julian, really nice guy. But I was like, hey, man, are you okay? Like, he was like, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm like,
can I have my burrito?
I actually said, hey, you're my Uber Eats. Like, that's my Uber Eats order in your car. I was like, can I just have my burritos? And I was like, I'll make sure, because he said he had to cancel order. I was like, I'll make sure you get paid. Like, I'll make sure you get paid. I just want my burritos.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
And guess
what? That's crazy.
I got my burritos.
And it's so mean.
I checked on them.
But you're already out of the house. Like, why wouldn't you just go to Chipotle or wherever you got your burritos from afterwards?
Yeah.
Because he was close to my house, number one.
But think about that. You had to have it delivered, but yet you got in your car.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I thought he was eating my burritos.
Also, they've been in the bag for like an hour. Who wants to eat that? They're old.
Oh, no, they were good.
If I'm that guy, I throw them at you. I was just in an accident.
Exactly.
I throw them at you.
You are heartless.
Hey. I don't hand them to you. I throw them in your face.
I'm with you. All right. So let's wait.
Think about that for a minute. Here's a guy.
In Julian's position. You're sitting there. You have whiplash. You've just been rear-ended. You don't even know where you are. And this kid comes up. Where's my burritos, man?
I checked on him.
He gets his way through the police line.
Yep.
And then he comes and approaches. Because I paid for him, I want my burritos. Rude. I would throw them at you.
I didn't say it like that. I checked on him and I said, I want to make sure you get paid.
The whole scene sounds that way, though.
It does.
It just sounds.
Your heart.
Yeah, it just sounds like
a horrible person.
That
I was hangry. I was hungry.
But I mean, you have no care for others' lives.
Yeah. I mean, this guy could have whiplash.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, he might have a concussion.
Yeah, soft tissue damage.
Exactly. That's the worst. Because
soft
it shows up later.
Tissue damage, yeah. You never know.
Listen, I'm not proud of what I did, but it happened. And Julian's okay. And he got paid. It all worked out.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that people are looking at you differently this morning.
No, come on.
Yeah. I do too.
You care only about you.
Yeah. No.
Right?
That poor guy.
I know.
I mean, if you're out there delivering, I mean, you're trying to make ends meet. I mean, things are probably tight, you know, and you're out delivering food for other people, bringing it to the front door. And then you're involved in an accident, and then some guy shows up wanting his burrito.
Wow, somebody actually called you a butthole.
Man.
I haven't seen that word since fourth grade.
Wow. By the way, we've got a couple of shout outs we want
to
do.
First of all,
you've got one.
Yeah, to John at TSA.
Yeah.
I was going through the United line and he took my ID and he's like, and I go, what? Thinking I'm like, you know, some kind of terrorist or something. No, but so shout out to John.
Yeah. That was a great job, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And all right, BJ.
Wait, you were going to say
something. Yeah.
What happened to you?
I went down to Hooters on, remember I was doing lunch on Friday? Yeah. They brought in the A-team.
Oh, good.
He met me at the front door. The general manager there did, actually regional manager. His name's Justin.
Yeah.
He met me at the front door and he said, BJ, hey, we've been waiting on you. Got the A-team here.
You got the Hooters A-team?
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
Remember, I requested that on Friday morning.
Yeah.
But, hey, Justin, bring them in if you can. Yeah.
My wife sounded down.
Yeah. And they did.
And what was your waitress's name?
I don't know, Biffy or something.
I
don't remember her name. I don't remember anybody's name. I just know it was 18.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh. I've got one of those listener recordings for us.
Oh, you want to hear it? I sure do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me play it for you here. Remember,
it.
If you go to the Odyssey app, you go to our Odyssey app, put it on your phone. You can leave us a message on there. It's called the voice message. It's right there on the Alice page. And people like to leave us comments.
And I don't know why, you guys. It's just an answering machine. But BJ's so excited about it.
Yeah. He loves it.
He does.
I miss my old answering machines.
Is that what it's
I think
what
that's it. Yeah, I think it is. But I love it.
He's
I
so
do.
Excited. Every day is like, Shmadil, go see if anybody left a message.
Yeah, well, I just like to, you know, customer service, I call it.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Okay. A little customer service. Shmadil, is this one any good?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
She loves our show.
All right. All right. Here we go. A little voice message.
Hi, BJ, Jamie, Shmadil, and Carson. This is Danny and from Loveland. Just wanted to say thank you guys for all you do, for the smiles you bring, even on the days you guys consider to be rough and other people complain. You always bring a smile to my face and to my son's face. We've been commuting from Loveland to Aurora for the past 2 months, and it's just truly a blessing to be able to turn y'all on in the car and even through the app, which I actually enjoy, just laugh and talk about what you guys talk about. Thanks again.
No, thanks again. No, you're welcome.
I feel like she's hot.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Her I get that son. Sense too.
I don't know why.
Just
like,
a cutie.
Don't you picture like what she looks like in your head? You're like, I bet she's hot.
Yeah she sounds hot. Yeah. Well, there you go, folks.
Yay! There's your one.
Yeah, I thought it would pick up a little faster.
I know you did.
I really did. I don't know
so
what's going on.
Because it's on the app, right? And so for somebody to go in there and then they leave a message. And then every day when Shmadil's like, no, nobody left a message. Oh.
So disappointed.
Yeah. So leave a message. I don't even care if it's bad. Just leave one.
But it just, I don't care. It's like, I don't understand your fascination with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to hear listeners' voices, I guess. What their, you know, what their take on it is.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Puppy Bowl is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. On Sunday, the Puppy Bowl is, they're expecting huge ratings, they say, because everybody hates Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's what they're saying, that they're expecting the highest ratings ever this time.
It's kind of dumb, though.
It is dumb, but it's also adorable at the same time.
I mean, the puppies are adorable. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
It's dumb. It is true. Don't be negative.
I'm not. It's I was thinking about getting a puppy, and then all my friends told me I can't.
Yeah, you don't need
I would
a puppy.
Agree with that.
No.
It's a lot of work.
I think you went through the puppy stage when Ralphie was there because Ralphie could assist. But now that Ralphie's gone, you don't need a dog.
I just want it while it's little, and then I'll give it away.
Yeah, I know. Because you never get attached to them.
Well, I like them when they're little.
Yeah.
It's just like children.
Yeah. How true. Something wrong with that, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Something wrong.
BJ and Jamie.
So, you think it might be something I'd be good at?
I think that we need you to get some hobbies. That would be a good one.
All right. So over the weekend, I think it was on Friday, actually. I just saw it, though, by Saturday. Somebody left a note on my door from the HOA, and they left it with the newsletter, and they asked me if I was interested in being a part of the HOA in the neighborhood.
Well, you have to be voted on.
Oh, you do? Well, I'll never pass that. They don't like me in that neighborhood.
They'll vote you in as a board member.
But don't you think, though, I mean, I think there's some power that comes with that that I would enjoy.
Well, you know it's free, right?
Huh?
It's a volunteer position.
Yeah, you don't get paid.
At all.
To be on an HOA, no.
Well, they collect HOA fees. Why wouldn't they pay the employees?
Like, that's for other
snow
stuff.
Snow removal, upkeep from the neighborhood.
I don't get a paycheck.
No.
Well, this isn't looking good.
All you do is drive around. You drive around, and you're like all nosy, and you're like, oh, my God, she got a new shrub, and she did not get it approved.
I would love that part. Because there's certain people in the neighborhood I'd stick it to.
I was going to be on our board just so I could change the whole look of my house, and I would approve it.
They're like, no, that's fine.
Because, like, if you're on the design committee or whatever, you get to approve all
your
own stuff.
You could do an addition to the house
and everything. Yeah, because I approved it.
Did it go before the board? Yeah, me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are they gonna do?
You could bring in farm animals,
whatever
chickens,
you want.
Look, I despise those people that drive around the neighborhood looking for, you know, reasons to write you up and find you or whatever. I despise them, but I would love to be one of them. There's just a certain power that comes with it. This must be a radio thing
because Dan Hardy, who is over at the Mountain, he's on the board.
No, he's not.
He's on the HOA. that his HOA.
Is he really?
Yeah. What is it? Like, it's a man radio thing?
Plus, he's 7'5". It'd be hard for him to hide in the bushes.
Like, why the desire, you two?
I've been wrong, so I'm going to wrong other people.
I don't know. I despise the people that do it, but yeah. I'd love to be one of them. I don't know why, though. I think there's a power that comes with it. Yeah. You grab around the neighborhood with your elbow out the window. Hey, look over there. That grill's not the right place.
But here's
Let's tag them.
But here's what it also comes with, okay? It comes with 30 people texting you or writing you a letter saying, the trash pickup didn't happen today.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that
more. Yeah. What happened with the trash? Isn't it? I thought it was recycled day. They just left it here. So you get people.
Yeah, I guess it's good and bad. Yeah, good and bad. But true. I can't believe they don't pay you.
No, they don't.
Why, those rat sons of a... All right, forget it then. Okay, all right, I'm not going to be on the board anymore.
That was quick.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd ask you because you're good with the HOA.
Yeah.
They love
We're
you.
Tight.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how your new hobby was going to be HOA board director?
Yep.
I have a new hobby.
What's your new hobby?
I think I'm going to start making sourdough bread.
No kidding. Sourdough bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Everyone's doing it.
I know. It's a thing.
It really is.
It really has become a thing.
What made you decide this?
I just want to be cool like everybody else.
All right. I like the stuff.
I like being on a bandwagon.
Yeah, no.
I need a starter, though. Do you have a starter?
No.
Anybody got a starter?
What's a starter?
Because it's like a living organism. You have to actually find someone who's had one that's like lived for a long time, and then they'll give you a little
like
piece
herpes.
Of theirs. Yeah, and then it like grows and like spreads and stuff.
Like herpes.
Yeah.
Oh. I was trying to explain it to
Sounds
you.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's the, what's the,
No, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got to get a piece from somebody else?
Yeah, you have to maintain
the
dough
going?
For as long as it you want to use it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some that are like 150 years old, like even or even longer.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah,
BJ, it's a
How
whole
do you know
thing.
All this, Schmidel?
Because Schmidel and I bake the bread.
Yeah, yeah, big sourdough guy.
We're the yeasty boys.
I'm going home.
I know.
I'm done.
I should go home.
I'm done. I'm done today. I've had my fill. Guess we were talking about the hobbies. You know, you mentioned my HOA.
Uh-huh.
Guess what I'm looking up here?
What?
Those little lights that you can put on top of your car.
The magnetic yellow light?
Oh, my.
If I'm going to be on the HOA, I figure I got to have one of those lights. Maybe even a spotlight, too.
I will tell you.
So I can shut
you,
into people's yards to see if they're violating something.
Let me just give you, this is how you do it, okay?
What?
Because Builder Bob, his family owned, like, they build bridges in L.A. or whatever.
Yeah.
And we would stick that little light up there on his white truck, and we could go anywhere.
That's what I'm thinking.
On the freeway, we could go around everybody.
Yeah.
Because we're acting like we're going toward the project.
Right. Yeah, but BJ's going to roll up in his BMW, and it's like a 2001. He's got the yellow light up there.
You hear the dumbest thing? I got to tell everybody this story. BJ has become my grandpa. Listen to this. Because he has a 2000, well, you have a 2001 BMW.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think I'm going to go take it over to John at Highlands Ranch Imports. I said, why are you driving that? Because the Deborah Takahara airbags are still there, and they got recalled, and you're going to die.
True.
And he got the recall like 5 years ago.
And he's never looked into getting it fixed.
Ever. And so I said, would you just get rid of that thing? No, I'm going to go take it to John. Listen to this. 2001 car. And he thinks it's going to be about $8,000 to fix it up.
It's not even worth $8,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Goes, well, I don't want a car payment. I go, you're spending $8,000 for a car that's worth two.
Right. I don't see the problem yet.
I don't understand why you're putting that kind of money into it.
Yeah, take that $8,000 and buy just a
He doesn't want a car.
Yeah, dude, you could go get like a 4Runner or something, like a 2005 around there for like $10,000.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I'd rather have this vehicle.
He likes it.
I like the model. I like
the 2001 BMW.
And it drives like a brand new car.
It's like an iconic BMW. It's like the one that people think of when they think of BMWs. But I like don't. That don't car give it, is it's is only, not. I wouldn't
don't give
drive
him
it.
Credit for that.
It's only got 150,000 miles on it.
Wow, 2001.
It could go. Yeah, it can go 600,000.
Why are you clicking?
Oh, sorry. I do that when I get nervous. I'm feeling nervous right now because of that airbag.
I know. As soon as I saw that car, I was like, yeah. I can't. I literally pulled in the parking lot. I was like, no, stop driving that.
I laugh every time I pull in and I see it. I don't know why.
I don't laugh. I get concerned. He wants you to have a rod through your sternum.
He's car shaming you right now.
I just can't believe that you would drive it back into the studio after all the Deborah Takahara stuff.
By the way, because my flight was so delayed and everything, she said that anytime she would fill in for me.
Deborah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. Wouldn't
that
be fun?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so I almost stayed in St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah,
she'll just come in, hang out with you guys. All right. Anyway, I do want to apologize to everybody because, yeah, I got in at what, like one, two? I don't. What? Anyway, I had 3 hours of sleep, but I'm fine. Everything's fine. Wow, that was weird, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's see here. Stop making sourdough bread, people. What? Oh my God, that bread is The Last of Us. What does that mean?
There's a show called The Last of Us, right? And there's like this organism in it that makes everybody zombies.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mm. And somebody said, Schmidl, we can make our own starter.
I guess. Yeah.
Mm.
I didn't know that they sold like starter kits.
I guess they do.
Yeah.
Probably over at the Walmart.
Probably.
Do you know? Oh, I can't say. I was going to say something disparaging about my hometown, but I forget they all listen on the app. So never mind. Let's just keep going, shall we? Hey, last night were the Grammys. Yay! Woo! And Beyonce won big time. She won country music something, and she won that other one, too. There
she
you
won
go.
The album of the year.
Yep, she sure
for
did.
Country music.
And the regular.
And best album, yep.
Yeah. So.
Well, people are upset about the country music one.
Yeah, they're not real thrilled about that one because, yeah. Well, I love Lainey Wilson, and I know she's a little twainy, but I do love her a lot.
Also, yeah. Chris Stapleton. How does Beyonce beat both of those people?
Yeah, Chris Stapleton's pretty solid.
He wins everything.
And when he's nominated, he always wins.
He does.
Right? Yeah.
It just reeked last night. The way it all laid out of just being totally rigged, that Jay-Z's got his finger on everything, man.
Well, that's what they're saying, too, about the Kendrick Lamar stuff, because he's playing at the Super Bowl, and he won a buttload of Grammys.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Jay-Z is in charge of the Super Bowl. He's got to deal with the NFL.
So, timing, I think.
The way it lined up last night. And then you had the rumor a couple of weeks ago that the winners list had leaked from the Grammys. And it turned out exactly what leaked happened.
Taylor Swift was completely shut out. She didn't win anything. And she had, what, six or seven?
Six.
Six?
Six.
And she didn't get anything.
How did she not win something?
I don't know, but tell me if you think that she sounds fake or happy when she's giving Beyonce her award.
And the Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter. Beyonce.
Fake.
She's not having it at all.
She's like, really? I feel like she was like, you know how you smile like when you're not happy?
Yeah.
Like, you do it like this? Like when I look at you, you're like, right now?
Yeah,
It's kind of like that. Speaking of which, I just saw this, so I wanted to let you guys know. Teddy Swims is coming to Red Rocks.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be, you know I love Red Rocks.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, so he's coming August 26th, I guess. And so I just now saw that. The other thing that was weird last night is, you guys know, Jaden Smith is Will Smith and what's her name? He had a house on his head.
Yeah, or a hotel, something like that.
Yeah, it was, let me give you guys, like, I know you're going, what? Okay, so that kid, Jaden Smith, he walked out the red carpet, and he had a gigantic styrofoam black house on his head.
Yeah, it's a castle.
Why?
He says it's a Minecraft character.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was promoting something.
Which I'm kind of confused by, because there's no like Minecraft character, like houses that walk around. You can build a house.
Like,
but
why doesn't he put a sheep on his head? Because there's lots of those.
Yeah, there are a lot of sheep. Yeah. That would have been way better.
Yeah, because I don't recognize that castle from when my kid played it.
No, I don't know even what that would be from.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you, like you said, you can make your own, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't get it. And he said it cost $4,600 to have it made.
Oh, my God.
He got
it's
ripped off.
It's supposed to resemble a Transylvania vampire castle. And he's promoting Minecraft somehow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did he get paid to do this or something?
I would hope so.
That's stupid.
It says that the hat was $4,700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was 100 more than I said.
Had to be some type of promotion. I mean, why would you wear a house or a hotel or a castle?
If I'm going to the Grammys and that kid's sitting in front of me and I can't see past his house, yeah. I'm really mad. Because he just wore it the entire time. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to look around your house. It's just, I mean, look, I know fashion can be odd and statements and all that, but that is just whack.
They're calling him a Minecraft character just because he has a house around him. That's, you know, like the house. Building a house is a big thing in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't representing Minecraft.
No. That's just the joke that they're making about him. I misread the title.
I hate it when we're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to blame him.
You were wrong.
Spidell
had it all confused.
Oh, well, I read the title of this says Jaden Smith channels Minecraft character. So that's why I thought that's what it, yeah.
Selena Gomez, she lost 800,000 followers after she cried.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's going to cry again.
I know. Selena Gomez has lost 800,000 followers on Instagram following a video she posted of herself crying about the ongoing deportation of illegal immigrants in the United States. And I guess then she deleted the video, but people still haven't come back. They peaced out. Jelly Roll is going to be an actor. It says Jelly Roll will make his acting debut on CBS's Fire Country.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Later, do you watch that?
Yeah.
Isn't it about like National Forest guys,
it's
fire
about
people?
Cal Fire in California.
By the way, they said that applause was the longest applause they've ever had at the Grammys.
When they came out and presented Album of the Year, it was cool.
Yeah.
See them.
I didn't see it.
Anyway, Jelly made a cameo as himself in Tulsa King, but in Fire Country, he'll portray a hospital orderly named Josh.
Oh.
No, Noah, sorry.
Noah.
Where did I get Josh?
I don't know.
That was so weird. Sleep deprivation is real.
Yeah.
Because it literally says Noah right here, and I read Josh. That doesn't even make any sense. Oh, my God. Anyway, his episode will air April 11th, so there's that. Let's see, was there anything else? Nope, that's it. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, from the Grammys last night, Benson Boone live performance.
And I thank God every day. For the girl he sent my way. But I know the thing.
BJ and Jamie. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I think this is last week of the 5K a day. So you better get listening for your chance to win $5,000. All you got to do is listen to the Odyssey app. 1 hour qualifies you, man.
That would be nice to have.
5K a day. Hey, I got a request for you.
Oh, okay. What can I play for you?
No. I want to be a part of the Yeasty Boys. No, that sounds interesting to me simply because I'm learning something new today. I had no idea that these, what are they called again? The organism starters are passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Somebody said that they have a 100-year-old starter.
Wow.
That is crazy. And I love cooking.
It's the new rage right now. Everybody's making sourdough bread.
It's all over TikTok.
I know.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a thing right now.
I gotta get in on this.
It would be your thing.
It would be my thing. Baking's hard, though.
No.
Cooking's pretty good. I like to do that. I think it's easy, but man, baking can be a real pain.
No. You just have to have an oven.
All right. Do you even like sourdough bread?
I love sourdough bread.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's really good. I just don't have an oven that works. I have two ovens, but neither one of them work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's been that way for a while.
You know, it really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, since Ralphie was about five.
Yeah, been that long. Well, we have a toaster oven. It does the trick. It's all you need, really. All right, super.
I could make some sourdough bread for the Super Bowl party.
Who's going?
I'm having a party at my house.
Well, you didn't invite me.
I haven't invited anybody. It's just me and Grandpa Gus.
And by the way, how is Grandpa Gus?
He's doing good.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
A little grumpy, but he's doing good. He's got, here's the thing, okay?
If you don't know, Grandpa Gus has moved into the family home.
There's only one part of it here that I'm having a problem with, okay?
Okay.
Grandpa Gus is into security, okay?
Okay.
He's got cameras out the yin-yang,
oh,
okay?
God.
And
that means he's
brought him in.
You.
He's brought him in, and I discovered one in the living room.
You didn't know it was there?
I had no idea.
Dude,
no.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I discovered. Well, it's pointed at the front door. It's pointed at the front door
matter.
For
you're
security
still,
reasons.
It doesn't matter. You're still walking
then,
in and out of the shot. And
then there's one.
He didn't like clear it with you before he put it up. Like, hey, is this
he
okay
can
if
hear
I put
you.
It up?
No, didn't clear anything. No, just you know, kind of looking at the front door. And then a second one went out over the garage door to look at the driveway. You know, that happened over the weekend, too. I actually helped put it up for him because he was scared, I guess, that somebody's going to be tinkering with the cars in the driveway.
Oh, gotcha.
He just a little overly
paranoid,
is a good word for it,
yeah.
Compared to me. You know, I figure one camera front door, you're fine.
Can I just tell you the couple of things? First of all, my son had the password to the Ring, right? And so and you forget when you're out there on the front porch that your kid or your father-in-law or can watch you and hear you. So be very careful about that.
I got you. I'm quite aware of it, but it is easy to forget.
You forget until somebody pops in and is like, Mom, who's that guy? You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, okay. And then the other thing is, this happened to my girlfriend. Her and her husband, they were upstairs. We were all in Montana, and they were upstairs, and they were having a fight. And Renee was really mad at her mother-in-law, and she said, "Your mother-in-law is such a bitch." Well, she didn't know that the baby monitor was on downstairs.
Oh.
And it was so uncomfortable. So she went flying up and she's like, "You call me that to my face." And I'm like, "Oh my God, let's go. I don't want to be here." I mean, so be careful.
And that's not, you know, a statement that you can take back.
Oh, no, you can't fix
because
that.
Because they know that it was real and that's exactly how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
now the poor son, right? So now your wife is mad at you because, and then your mom, and like Brian was like in the middle of all this. That was a bad day. And everybody was uncomfortable. Like we didn't know what to do.
I could see that.
So don't call your father-in-law like any names in front of your wife or anything because he'll be in the basement watching and hearing you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm not kidding because you might
be on my best behavior around there.
Well, you just won't remember and you'll be like, oh my God, Gus is such a pain in the ass. And he'll be like, he can hear you.
I forget the cameras.
But I think at my house, it's going to go the other way. I think he's going to witness his daughter calling me names.
That might be true.
And then he'll be like, oh, that poor BJ. He has to put up with all the crap. So it may work out for me, actually.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. Going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be around 70 degrees already, near 60. Wow.
Is it going to be windy, though? That's what I'm worried about.
The Chinooks.
Is it? So, yes?
I think it is, yeah. I think just a little bit, but I think it goes away later on today, but maybe, you know, midday or so.
It's just, I always get so nervous about, when it gets warmer like this and the winds and, oh my God.
And dry.
Yeah.
Now, we're not a political station, but there has been some breaking news this morning. I guess the tariffs with Mexico, they've reached an agreement, they being the U.S. government with Mexico.
Well, for a month. I guess we put a pause on the tariffs for Mexico for a month. And then they're sending, I think, 10,000 troops to the border.
That was close. The avocados and the tequila could have been halted.
Hey, have you ever seen the documentary on the avocados in Mexico?
No. I have on the tequila, though.
Fingers get chopped off.
For avocados?
Yeah,
why?
Because the cartel take them over. These little nice little farmers that are making avocados, they just come in and they're like, "We want your land and your avocados." And the guy will be like, "No," and then chops off his
hand. No kidding. They take over the avocado business?
Yep.
That's a big business, I'm sure.
It is. Yep.
I mean, maybe drugs is bigger, but I'm sure the avocados.
Your arm gets chopped off?
Dude, avocado cartels are really big.
Oh, you should see this documentary. It's very scary.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they control like the water for them and everything. Yeah. You have to go through the cartel if you want to grow avocados.
Dang.
You have to some of the guys have to give them a percentage of the farm.
Yeah.
Sourdough bread, now avocado cartel. I'm telling you. you, man. What a day this has been for me.
It's a big day today.
Oh, it's an eye-opener for me.
I teach.
You don't miss a day with this show. No. Okay.
Yeah, it's a true story.
I'm going to have to look that up. What, do you have any idea what it's called?
It's called...
Avocado Cartel?
It's something like that. Yeah.
I'm sure with my
Xfinity. Like, I bet it's like something like the green something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's got
a... Avocado Cartel.
Ooh. No.
Instead of avocado?
No, that didn't work at all.
It's called Rotten. It's called the Avocado War. Rotten.
Well, that wasn't
Is that a different one?
No. No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
But that's a long name.
But yeah, we wanted something else.
Yeah. We wanted rotten. Something. Yeah. A little juicier.
Yeah. Nothing.
BJ. Jamie Morning Show on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, something I wanted to mention here this morning. I think you brought this up last week, Jamie, but if you want to book Valentine's Day, a dinner out with you and your whatever, you'd better do it this week, they say.
Yeah, I mentioned it last week. You're right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because Valentine's Day is on a Friday night.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
It is. Oh, God.
And they're saying restaurants right now by midweek this week or a little bit later in the week will be completely filled up. You won't be able to get into anywhere.
I'm still going to say it. You've shocked, and I'm not going to say what it is. You've still shocked me with your love for your wife.
Thank you.
That is an amazing, I'm not going to ever give it away, but man. That was a good one, Mr. Romance.
Yep, keep talking. Yep, I know love. Well, I know love.
You've kind of always let me down, really, with how you've given her gifts.
No, you're not the only one I've let down.
And because, you know, we do have some expectations. And sometimes, you know, when you go, it's not even about the actual thing. It's just the effort. And
the
you
effort.
Put in effort.
Effort.
You did.
Yeah, Mr. Effort. That's me. Now, Spadil, this is his first Valentine's Day with the love of his life.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Anything special? You booked anything yet? Or?
Well, hold on. So she wouldn't be listening right now. So I got her, I got flowers sent to her work. And then I'm going to take her out.
Always do that at work, not at home.
Yeah, no, at work.
Because then everyone's going to ask her about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that was so nice.
And I booked it early so that I could make sure that I would get there in the morning. I actually did it like last week, so that way it would be there, I think, at like 9 or 10 o'clock.
Please tell me that you didn't do the 1-800 flowers.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because there's nothing worse than opening up that box and taking all those suction cups off.
No, I didn't do that one.
No.
Yeah.
He went with King Supers. They delivered that.
Her favorite color's pink, so I got her a bunch of pink roses.
Oh. And then, how many did you get her?
A dozen. Yeah. In a pink vase.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's great. I'm just totally kidding.
And then we're going to go out to Korean barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Korean barbecue. Mm-hmm. Look at you, man. You're just all splurge.
Yeah. You did, actually, for him.
No, that's a good job.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're doing it 2 weeks out. I mean, to order flowers now, that's a pretty good move on your part.
Yeah, you got to.
Didn't he tell us he got her gifts, though?
Yeah, that was the gift.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Korean barbecue?
No, the flowers.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, there are certain girls that like a side of pork.
That fit.
Yeah, in Korean.
BJ and Jamie.
Later on this afternoon, the Slacker Show will have more of those Rosy Ear tickets for you to win.
Who?
The Hosey Ears.
Dumb. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm tired already.
No, I don't want to hear that.
Out.
I
wore
do
me
not
out.
Want to hear that.
I'm starving.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get any sleep.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, I only got 10 hours. I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
All right, enjoy your day today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Oh, by the way, we're going to have about 3 or 4 these days, and then the bottom's falling out again.
Who said?
So enjoy.
Who said?
According to the forecast.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to get really cold. But at least we get these days. That's
that is
pretty
true.
Cool, right?
What a world.
All right. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here for a Tuesday show. We'll do that tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice